Only a small handful of Indiana Statehouse incumbents lost their re-election bids in Tuesday's primary. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports there was a concerted effort this cycle by more conservative challengers to unseat lawmakers, but few were successful.
There were always going to be at least three incumbent losses this year. That's because there were three races with incumbents facing off against each other. But one of those was part of a larger trend this cycle. Republican Representative Kurt Nisely lost to his House colleague Craig Snow. Nisely has long been one of the two most extreme members of the GOP at the State House. The other most extreme member also lost. Representative John Jacob was one of the incumbents upset by an outside challenger this year. Still, two candidates who channeled anger among some conservatives over perceived inaction at the State House, over COVID-19 mandates, and government overreach did unseat incumbents. That includes Republican Representative John Young and 10-term GOP Rep. Dan Leonard, considered one of the more moderate Republican voices at the State House. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.